20 minutes before 12 noon. We are Jack and Sandy on the mighty 790 KFGO. I remember hearing on the Osgood file a few weeks ago about some geneticists that had figured out a way to create a liver, not a working liver like we would have in our bodies or in the body of a mouse, but actual living liver tissue taken from a specific mouse. And from that, they were hoping not necessarily to build livers, but find which chemicals, compounds, or medicines or treatments might be most effective in treating that liver. And so I found that fascinating. That's the sort of stuff I read early in the morning. And then I hear yesterday and see on the Sanford Health website, thanks, Denny, Dr. Richard Marsden, radiologist, lead physician, and Sanford Clinic Fargo president, is with us here now to find out why we're saying thanks to T. Denny Sanford. It must be that $125 million for genetics research. And Dr. Marsden, welcome to KFGO.
Thank you, Jack, and thank you for having me with you this morning.
I think we're all going to have to learn to say it. Sanford Imagenetics. Did I say it correctly?
It sounds good. It's Imagenetics is another way to put it. It's a term that was created, I guess, as a combination of genetics and internal medicine. The IM at the beginning of it, a way to make that flow and to represent really what we're looking for in the future. The application of genetic code and disease processes that affect the genetic code that really are a reflection of what internal medicine docs do every day, and that's take care of chronic disease. They're kind of our gurus with respect to nursing folks through chronic disease management. Medications oftentimes are a big part of that. And that's where we see the initial applications of Imagenetics and the gift from Mr. Sanford. Much like you described with the liver in the mice, it's interesting because the liver is truly the key organ with respect to Imagenetics as well, because it's the liver and the way it metabolizes many of the common drugs that are given to people with chronic diseases that really make it valuable or invaluable from that standpoint. To be able to give a person a drug and know what the response or whether or not they might be a hypermetabolizer, in other words, they eat it up too fast or they don't metabolize it nearly well enough, so that giving them a dose of a medication actually results in a threat to the patient. To take that question out of our base, is really important, and it allows us to have more precision guided therapeutic armamentarium.
Doctor, we so often hear from physicians that, well, this medication or that medication reacts differently with different people.
Exactly.
I would presume that maybe using this Imagenetics, that perhaps you could decide whether or not it would be effective or different dosages. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Jack. And I think, it doesn't apply to every medicine, but we know today, from what's out there in the research that's gone on in pharmacogenetics, which is basically the genetic code applied to drugs, is that about 70 to 80% of the drugs or the enzymes that break down drugs in the liver are within three separate genetic codes and in minor applications of those codes. So we can have a single knowledge of three different enzymes and really get a good idea of predicting whether or not you're going to be able to use a small dose, medium-sized dose, or a large dose of that particular medication.
Would what you do eventually result in us knowing perhaps a disease or a condition by which we might most likely have a problem?
Well, I think that ultimately is the frontier that we're embarking on. I don't think we're there today with all of this, but it certainly is where we're heading. We're excited about this because this is using what's out there today in our internal medicine physicians' offices to be able to give the best care to the patients possible today. But I do think as we look forward, and that's part of what the research part of the gift ends up being, is that we need to be able to get to a point where this is all about preventative or proactive care for the patient whose genetic code says that, you're going to have a real risk of being type 2 diabetic by the time you're 50, or that you're going to have a real risk of another disease process that you need to manage your lifestyle differently so that you can avoid.
Dr. Marsden, this could, and I know we're talking long ways down the road, as all these things are, but we could be talking about serious efforts to extend life and maybe quality of life.
And I would agree with that, Jack. And, the one variable in this always is going to be the patient. You can lead the horse to water, but at least you know where the water is in this case, so that, the patient at least has an idea of where their real risks are as they develop their lifestyle and the lifestyle changes that they need to make.
Ken, with genetic, by the way, I'd like to reintroduce our guest here, Dr. Richard Marsden, lead physician and Sanford Clinic Fargo president. We're talking about the Sanford Imagenetics. Imagenetics.
You got it right there, Jack.
$125 million gift for Sanford Health and all of this. Would we be developing medicine that could shut down a gene? For instance, if you had a gene that lended to a propensity for obesity or a gene for alcoholism or whatever, is that a part of what could evolve?
I would hesitate to say no to anything at this point in time because we're really at the infant stage of knowing how we apply the genetic code across the healthcare spectrum. But I think that the answer to that is all things may be possible. They're just not here today, and let's use value where we can have where we can see and feel value today, so that as we go forward, we can have these people doing good research in the background and saying, hey, I've got another use for this genetic research that says maybe it's a disease X that that we're able to identify, and we think you can do this to avoid the serious sequelae of that particular disease.
Doctor, what will be the first thing we, the public, know? We've been hearing commercials on KFGO about it, but will there be a time when we'll be dealing with Sanford Imagenetics routinely, even as we do Roger Maris and your heart facility, et cetera?
Well, yeah, I would certainly hope so. I think that our plans at this point are to, as I said, get into the areas that we know are effective and proven today, and within our internal medicine departments in the three locations within the cities of Fargo and Moorhead, we're hoping that we will have this be a part of the offering to our patients by the spring of the year.
Dr. Marsden, this is Sandy Buttweiler, Jack's partner. I just have a couple of quick questions, and we're kind of running out of time, but thank you so much for joining us. Can you identify some genes that we could recognize that have been identified in terms of long-term disease?
Well, for example, the long-term disease, cardiovascular disease, those folks that are at higher risk of both heart attack and stroke, as well as peripheral vascular disease, those being able to identify that and then knowing when those patients might need to be on some of the main drugs that we use mm-hmm. to counteract the effects of cardiovascular disease, such as blood thinners, the common, the most common names you hear out there would be Coumadin, Plavix, and or warfarin. Warfarin is Coumadin. But those particular drugs have different ways of being handled by the liver, and so consequently, being able to give the perfect dose and not kind of a generic or test dose allows you to avoid some of the inherent complications with those medications.
Are there, can you name maybe a challenge or two that people might have when finding out their genetic makeup?
Well, I think there's a definite challenge here with respect to the ethical part of bioethics, I guess, with knowing your genetic code. And those are some of the things that healthcare in general is working through across the country. But, you know, if you've got an individual who has an inherited disease and, you know, say a man and a woman are debating having a child because one or the other of the couple has in their background, their historical background, a relative who might have had an inherited disease which they totally want to avoid. There is an ethical part to that. You know, do you share all of that genetic information? You know, we are intensely private about our own healthcare information, and yet, you know, as we go through genetic data, as much as our history and physical that you take at a doctor's office, they ask you about your family history. You know, where you can get information about the genetic code, it's kind of a guesswork, more of a guesswork today than it will be in the future. I think that there is the possibility that you're able to assess the man and the woman's genetic code and know what the real risk is there.
Dr. Wow. Marston, I know that within the last year, maybe 18 months, Congress actually did work on legislation governing the distribution of information derived from genetic research, and there's going to be a lot more information that will be shared with Congress and more legislation. This is a huge unraveling field and a brave new world we're facing. And will you cure the common cold, Dr. Marston?
I think that that's going to be, because the common cold is such a pliable virus, it's going to be very difficult.
All right.
Well, but, you know, we're always going to get the sniffles, Jack. But I think that more serious diseases, I'm hoping that we can really make some headway. And, you know, like I said at the beginning, you know, for me as a elderly physician, I've been in this profession for 30 some years now. This is really an area of excitement. It truly is kind of the new frontier in medicine to find out what we can do with the information that's available at our fingertips. You know, it's going to be an area where there's going to be a lot of ability for young people to have a career in finding out what, you know, what people are able to be, you know, be yeah. able to avoid.
Yeah, just like in the movie The Graduate, where the guy kept telling Benjamin, plastics. Now we can just say genetics. Yeah. Dr. Marston, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure.